This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
95.7 The Game, breaking news.
You see this?
This comes courtesy of Adam Schefter. The 49ers are trading for Chiefs wide receiver Sky Moore. Sky Moore, a former second-round pick 3 years ago, hasn't had much success, if any, in Kansas City.
Okay.
Sky Moore,
I can remember, was it last year or the year before, he was like a sexy sleeper fantasy pick that people thought was going to pop, and he didn't. So there you go. The 49ers trade for a receiver right here as we've been discussing this all afternoon. Sky Moore is 24 years old. He's been with the Chiefs his entire career, and Grandy's not wrong. This is somebody who has 43 career receptions over a period of three full seasons in Kansas City. Though last year, he only played six games, was targeted three times, and never caught a ball. But yep, the 2 years before that, he was a part-time receiver over a full season for both years, and so he would get in there and, you know, get a few catches here and there. He bat about 20, 21, 22 catches. So he's kind of a guy that averages about a catch and a half per football game for a couple seasons. And then last year did not do much. So he was somebody who was thought to be a bit of a prospect, not a big guy. He's 5'10", a little bit less than 200 pounds. But the 49ers bolster the receiver room. And again, my read on this is that it does have something to do with not just, but somewhat to do with Juwan Jennings. Like, again, you've got injuries all over the place. Cowan goes down yesterday. Still don't know the severity. Watkins is out. The Brandon Ayuk situation. We've now got clarity on DeMarcus Robinson. It's a three-game suspension. That was announced today. And Juwan still hasn't started practicing. So what does all that mean? Well, yeah, it means you need more receivers. But they don't just sign someone off the street. They trade for someone, which suggests that they're planning on him being around for a little while.
Yeah, and I just saw from Rap Sheet Ian Rappaport that the compensation is a sixth-round, seventh-round swap. I would assume the Niners give up a sixth and get a seventh back along with Sky Moore.
That's correct.
You go ahead and move on back. The other thing about Sky Moore, just looking at his numbers, in his rookie year, he returned 14 punts.
Interesting.
And he's returned five kickoffs in his career. Last year, he was limited due to a core muscle injury. So that's what kept him out of a lot of games. And when he did return, you mentioned he wasn't targeted a lot. And, you know, Kansas City wasn't really in that much of a need of an additional wide receiver. So Sky Moore was just kind of there and reading the tea leaves. You come into this camp and he's healthy, and they're willing to part with him for just a late-round swap, tells me that he may not have even made their team, or he would have been buried again on the chart.
Right, right. By the way, I was just looking at this. Is there anybody On the San Francisco 49ers roster currently, who can battle Sky Moore in terms of Super Bowl rings? Anybody on the roster currently who can battle Sky Moore on the subject of Super Bowl rings? Sky has two.
Does anyone on the Niners have one? Would
anyone.
Be the follow-up question.
Anyone.
I'd have to look deep. Was DeMarcus Robinson a Rams when they won it back in 21?
I don't think so, but I'm not 100%
sure. That's the first one I thought of as somebody who might have found his way into one.
And I mean, there's John Lynch.
Right, but that doesn't count. He's, you know, in the front office.
Yeah.
DeMarcus Robinson does have a ring.
Okay. Oh, look at me.
All right. Look at that.
And Kyle Shanahan won one in it. Oh, wait. I'm being told that they didn't hold that 28-3 lead.
Why did you?
Because it's comedy, and it's comedy aimed toward a certain audience. Yeah, Dibs, they blew that lead. Freaking idiot. Yes, I know, which is why I stopped the joke.
By the way, I think you're victory lapping your DeMarcus Robinson Super Bowl ring in the wrong Super Bowl.
I'm just going with what Grandy said. And Grandy
didn't win it with the Rams, did he? Won it with the Chiefs.
All I said was he has a ring.
Yeah, I think he was on the Chiefs team that beat Garoppolo.
I believe I said DeMarcus Robinson as
and
an
then
answer.
You said, was he on the Rams?
Yeah, he was. Those are two different things.
You're right. He was on the Chiefs team.
It was on the Chiefs.
I just saw Super Bowl champion and didn't even do any steeper of a dive.
I just want to throw that out there. Yeah, he was only with the Rams.
You said, can anyone rival his two? I said, has anyone even won one?
Correct.
And you said, huh. And I said, my first guess would be DeMarcus Robinson.
That's not
Wasn't
what
he
said.
On the Rams?
Yeah, there you go. So there's an insinuation. I'm not trying to take your win from you.
No,
it's a
you
win.
Are. This
yeah,
is
you
what
are.
You do.
You
no,
are.
I'm not.
This is what you do, and then Grandy hits the buzzer, and I get pissed off.
Hit the buzzer. You said
I didn't hit a buzzer.
Wasn't he on the Rams?
And he was.
Not for the Super Bowl.
But he was on
That's
the Rams.
That's not what you were saying.
That's not what I
That's
wasn't not
so
saying.
So inauthentic.
He was also on Baltimore. I didn't mention that.
They didn't win the Super Bowl.
Exactly right. Neither did the Rams when he was on the Rams.
He was on the Raiders, too. And we know they didn't win a Super Bowl.
Was he?
Yeah.
I don't see that in his game log.
No, I didn't say he played a game. I said he was on the Raiders.
It's interesting you say that because Lorenzo Neal, thus, was also on the Raiders, even though he never played for the Raiders and he never made it out of camp with the Raiders.
He spent an offseason with the Raiders before being released in August.
There you go.
Then he wasn't on the Raiders.
He was on the Raiders.
He was in camp with the Raiders.
Did he ever get a check from the Raiders?
Doesn't mean you're on the Raiders.
Yeah, then he was on the Raiders.
It doesn't mean that you're on the Raiders if you just get a check from the Raiders.
He caught four passes in two preseason games as a Raider.
He was on the Raiders. That was making money right there.
Chris Kocurek gets a check from the Niners. Is he on the Niners?
Well, no, that's after the fact.
I rest my case.
No, that's after the fact. He got checks while he... Why are we doing this?
Anyway, Sky Moore.
Just give the buzzer to Willard.
Hang on. Well, I didn't say anything incorrect.
Sky Moore, great signing.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game. KGMZ FM at HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of Sky Moore and the Golden State Warriors and the Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. We're coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Okay. I don't know. This kind of, I feel like maybe let's stick with this for a second. There's some
Sky
other
Moore.
Things. Yeah. I mean, look, it's not some sort of earth-shattering sexy thing, but I don't know about you. This was a trade, not a signing. Like, that's different to me. This, again, it feels like this person is going to stay on the 49ers, and if this person's going to stay on the 49ers, that shakes the whole thing up. That changes this. Like, who did you think was going to be in the 49er wide receiver room this year?
And Week one?
How many receivers? No, on the roster. How many do they usually keep? Six?
I think that's about right.
Okay.
Looking at Matt Mayoko's 53-man final cutdown guesstimation sensation.
I
think he had six on there.
Okay, and I would have very clearly, if you had asked me at any point this month, who do you think eventually, I get that there are going to be people who have to wait and everything, but eventually, what's the Niners wide receiver room? It's Pearsall. It's Jennings. Cowing was going to make the team. Jordan Watkins was going to make the team. DeMarcus Robinson is going to make the team. Brandon Ayuk is going to make the team. Now, Ayuk and Robinson, you push them to the side a little bit because it's going to take a minute for them to get there. And then you throw in names like Russell Gage. I think he was going to make the team. And then everybody else was going to be a question mark. You know, whether it's Robbie Chosen or Tariq Owens or whatever else you wanted to throw in there as a possibility. Well, now, I mean, Sky Moore is probably going to be in the back end of this room, I would guess, for the whole year, and he might be in the middle of the room come week one or week two. That's kind of how I would read it. So somebody else gets knocked out of there. And I think for the Robbie Chosens of the world, this is not good news. And then I think for Juwan Jennings fans, this is not good news that those talks or that leg, those things don't seem to be going very well. That's my read on it.
Agreed, and I don't think that your read is wrong. And I'm just looking at the Matt Maiocco piece from NBC Sports Bay Area. He had four receivers making the team, but he also had Brandon Ayuk on PUP, which doesn't count, and DeMarcus Robinson as a possible suspension. We know now that he has been suspended, and so that doesn't count either. He had Jennings, Pearsall, Watkins, and Cowing. So just playing off that, Jennings has a calf and issues with his cash. Pearsall, boom, he's there, he's rock solid. Jordan Watkins with a high ankle, he's out maybe until week one, maybe a little bit longer. And Jacob Cowan got hurt again? Is that what I'm to understand?
He missed practice today.
Right. So
something happened yesterday. Did we get any clarification on that after practice today?
No, or Shanahan didn't talk
yeah.
today.
So the six that Matt Maiocco, who is as tapped in as any human being in the media, of his six listed, you've got hurt feelings, contract, no. Pearsall, solid. Watkins, out. Cowing, out. Ayuk, out. Robinson, suspended. Right. So what are we doing here?
Well,
he also has Russell Gage on the outside looking in. Robbie Chosen, same. Isaiah Hodgins. So, yeah, you needed a receiver. So can Sky Moore come in and be there for 4, 6, 8 weeks? I don't know if he'll be there all year.
I don't know. Can you
be there now?
Like, if you want someone who's not going to be there all year, why would you trade? Like, I know people will be like, oh, whatever. But, like, you moved down around for this. You didn't need to do that.
Well,
like,
yeah.
If you want somebody who's just going to be there for 4 weeks, then that's what Russell Gage and Robbie Chosen and blah, blah, blah are for. Or you also could just go out on the street and do a Gabe Davis or a Amari Cooper or any other receiver. There's tons of them out there this time of year.
That's more expensive.
You could have waited for people who are about to get cut and just grab someone. Like, to use draft capital suggests to me that they like this kid and that they're planning on him playing for the Niners this year.
Agreed. I mean, they're planning on him playing for the Niners for now. And he's making 1.5, so it's not that much of a
rookie
hardship.
Contract.
He's unrestricted at the end of this year, so it would be a 1 year thing, no matter what. So I look at this as a beginning of the season move because after 3 weeks, here comes Robinson. Hopefully sooner than that, here comes Juwan.
Yep.
Week 8, let's just guess. Here comes Brandon Ayuk. So at that point, you might have Sky Moore be wide receiver 5, and at that point, maybe he gets released. And it's
maybe.
Like, you know what, Sky? Thank you for the first 2 months. We needed you. You needed us. You did great, and go catch on with another team.
Well, I think also, you know, when young guys miss camp, that's worse than when old guys miss camp. So in other words, whatever plans they had for Jacob Cowing and especially Jordan Watkins.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
This year have really gotten ruined. They've really gotten ruined.
Yeah.
You cannot replace Camp when you're a young wide receiver in Kyle Shanahan's system. So the amount of time that Cowing has missed, I think that they wanted a role for him this year. That's now a question mark. Jordan Watkins, I know they envisioned a role for him this year. Maybe that'll come, but a high ankle sprain pushes him into the season, and then it becomes much harder to sort of get him up to speed. So I'm not saying those guys are going to be off the roster by any stretch, but I don't know what you're going to get from them this year. And for those of you who love draft stock for whatever reason, I don't know, I can't remember as we're like getting this, if any of us said this out loud, Sky Moore was a second round pick. This is the 54th pick in the draft just 3 years ago. So this was a prospect, and he has not kind of clicked or hit. Part of it was because of injury. Who knows what else? The Chiefs are a well-oiled machine. Sky Moore maybe was very similar to a victim of what we've seen with the Golden State Warriors, where everyone's like, why won't you develop the young guys? Like, well, we're trying to win a ring. And Sky's first 2 years, they did. So maybe they had a hard time relying on a young receiver. And then in his third year, if he's supposed to take a leap, then he gets hurt. I don't know. I am not an expert on Sky Moore, but I do think it's interesting. This was a prospect now a few years ago. This was somebody used second round draft capital on.
And a team that's been very successful, so yep. It's not one of these bum franchises that blew the pick on a second rounder or the Niners who took Jalen Hurd in the third round. This is a guy who was widely regarded by a team that's won a couple of Super Bowls. And the more I look at Sky Moore relative to what the Niners have, I see him as a kick return, punt return specialist.
Maybe,
like,
maybe.
If you go out there and show us you can return punts, because right now your main punt returner would be Jacob Cowing, and now he's hurt. And Cowing returned 28 punts last year, and he did okay, about 9 yards a return. Not terrible, but that was going to be the main role, I think, for Cowing this year, pending him emerging as a receiver. And if he's not healthy enough to even play, and you're 17 days away from football, you need somebody to be able to return the punt.
Maybe something bad happened to him yesterday.
Maybe.
Like we do not know anything about Cowing's injury. We just know that they saw him kind of leave the field yesterday, and he did not practice today. And maybe they saw something that was like, oh, gosh, he's not going to be ready for the start of the season either. So you may be very well right that has a piece of this puzzle, him back there returning kicks. I know sometimes they flirt with the idea of Ricky Pearsall back there returning kicks. Allow me to raise my hand on this and say that's going to be a no for
right.
me, dog. I
totally.
Would not do that all year long. I don't even care what we get to. You know, like they used to moonlight with Debo back there sometimes. I wouldn't do it. I think Ricky is way, way too important to stick him back there returning kick. So maybe it is just about that. Those are questions for Kyle Shanahan at a future date. But this has to in some way have a trickle-down effect, and it has to have something to do with Juwan also.
And also Cowing, and I'm looking at this from NBCSports.com, that Shanahan confirmed, yes, it is the hamstring, the same hamstring that he had hurt earlier. He felt it yesterday, quote unquote, so we had to hold him back today. He heard it on August 11th, and then actually he heard it the first day of camp. He returned August 11th, and here we are 8 days later, and he heard it again. And you know these hamstrings and these groins.
They're tricky.
They're tricky, and the only thing you can do is shut it down. So if he's got a re-injury of the hammy, and we're now 17 days away from the opener, you can't rightly think that, like you were saying, young players, they need reps, and Purdy needs comfort with him out there, and he needs to be 100% healthy. So if he's re-injuring the hammy now, you need to find a kick returner, and if Sky Moore's the guy, then bring him in.
Yep, and he may be more than a kick returner.
Right now, for sure, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I mean, right now, is there any receiver other than Ricky where you're like, I know that they're going to be healthy week one, and I know that they're on the team.
And not suspended?
Right.
Let me think.
Anybody?
No. No. And if you're Juwan, before you even pick up the phone to call his agent, Drew Rosenhaus, Drew already called him and said, hey, you see the Sky Moore news? I'm going to call him. We want $17 million. We don't want $15
million. Stop it. They're not asking.
Drew Rosenhaus?
They're not asking.
You tell me Drew Rosenhaus isn't trying to stick it to him? It's what he does.
They're not trying to double his salary. That would be absurd.
I mean, 17 over 2 years, maybe. Tear up this year and give us $15 million guaranteed.
Yeah, I don't know.
Whatever the ask is, but it just went up.
Why? Why would? Because Cowing's out, but they just traded for somebody.
Right, but they traded for a guy who is 5'10", who's largely going to be a slot receiver. You're not going to have him out there in a two-receiver set trying to block?
I guess what my question is, why did this change it? Why would this give Juwan more leverage?
I think because the Niners are showing you that they are desperate, might be too strong, but they are needy. Well, they are needy, and maybe Cowing is hurt more than we think. And so
they're replacing Cowing.
Right.
If that didn't affect Juwan, why would this affect Juwan? Like, just call Sky Moore Jacob Cowing. They had him. They thought he'd be ready. Now they don't. Now they have Sky Moore.
But who's going to replace Juwan is my question.
Well, that
especially in light of DeMarcus Robinson now being suspended officially for 3 games.
Right, which they knew was coming. I mean, I guess my point would be they already knew that. They already knew that they were going to have a hard time replacing Juwan Jennings. I don't know who's going to do it. Yeah, Russell Gage might be playing week one. Might.
Ugh, boy. I mean, yeah. Sure.
He can play. He used to be able to play.
He could play. In 2023 or 2022?
No, he's basically missed 2 seasons with injury.
Right.
But they're saying that he looks good now. And he used to be pretty good. Like that, he was a productive wide receiver 3.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Don't know how he can block. I haven't looked at his Pro Football Focus numbers, but if you're going to be that guy in this offense, you got to be able to block, and that's what Juwan does best. All I'm saying is that the news of today doesn't hurt Juwan Jennings' case. As much as I would love for him to just play on his contract, it's clear he doesn't want to, and you've already traded for a receiver, potentially lost another, and another's gotten suspended. Juwan's looking better and better.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Donor advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.